got to break down the team just now. What was that like, and what was that moment like for you guys?
Well, you know, it was great because we've been very close with special teams. Guys have been right on the cusp of breaking and making a play. And, you know, Kellen's one of the guys that originally made the team. We made a trade, but then he was available. We brought him back, and he came back and has been nothing but, you know, what you'd hope he would be for you, and that's an explosive player. He's got great speed. He's got tremendous quicks. Had an opportunity to make a play, and, you know, at the end of the day, I gave him an opportunity to break the team down, and it was good. He earned it, and he deserved it.
Ron, on a day when the offense struggled a bit, how big to get the special teams and the defensive?
It was big. It really was. You know, we had some opportunities on the offensive side. We missed, unfortunately. But to have the guys pick it up and do the things that they needed to on defense and on special teams, it was a big boost to the offense.
It just seemed like offense just wasn't in sync.
We were just off. We missed some opportunities, whether it be a route or a throw or a block or a run. You know, and those are things that we can most certainly clean up as coaches. You know, we'll get a chance to look at the tape, make some corrections, and we'll get those across to the guys. But we've got to understand that we can't, you know, expect to beat good football teams. This is a good football team. This team's on the rise. I mean, it really is. They come out and play as physical as they can. Their quarterback made some plays. Their wide receiver makes some plays. This team is, I think, is going to be a good team soon.
What thoughts on Olsen's day and how his
It was good. You know, he got a little tired. You know, a little sore. So we pulled him in the third quarter. He came back out at halftime. He wanted to give it a try, and just it was sore. So the trainer just felt the best thing to do was sit him down. We'll see how he is once we get him back tomorrow morning.
Your expectation on that, though, is that he didn't do any serious aggravation.
Right. That's the understanding. Just it was sore, and he felt it. So he just, you know, the trainers just felt that they would pull him.
Ron, you were down 20-18 when Horton and Keekly combined on that big play.
It's a good call by Steve. Steve called a blitz. We had good pressure up on the inside. The quarterback was trying to make a play out of it, and we were fortunate enough that West got a nice pull on him, and then Luke just scooped it and scored.
From a momentum standpoint, how big was that to kind of turn things back in your favor?
Well, it was a huge opportunity for us, and then we went out and got a three and out and forced a punt, and then we had the big punt return. So, you know, good things happened in Paris for us, and we were fortunate on that.
Secondary had some problems today.
Yes, we did. A lot of it's about playing your leverage and understanding where your help is. And that's something that we as coaches got to get corrected first and foremost. We've got to make sure we're getting it across to our players. And then we got to make sure that they're getting it.
Ron, you talked about that you can't win these kind of games when you play like that. But you know as well as anyone, there are no style points, especially this time of the year. How big to kind of win ugly, whatever you want to call it.
It's exactly it, Joe. And it is big to win ugly. And when you can rely on a big play happening from your defense or on your special teams, that helps. It really does. And like I said, we've been very close on special teams. And I'm just glad that we got one over the top because those guys earned it. They deserve it. They've been practicing hard. You know, I know both Thomas and Chase have been working very, very hard with the special teams. It was just good to see them get one.
You guys started out today with Christian returning punts. What was Thomas's thinking in going to Kalen?
Well, big part was just trying to keep Christian from getting winded. I mean, he does so much for us. He plays a lot of snaps. So we just wanted to make sure he had an opportunity to be rested up and ready to go when we get the ball back.
Ron, you guys brought in so many receivers to kind of test the ranks in the preseason and the training camp. It would have been easy for Kalen to kind of get lost in the shuffle. What were some intangibles that stood out to you?
His speed and quickness, more so than anything else. You know, Jordan, I think the big thing when we go back, and that's why, and again, that's why he made the 53 because of some of the plays he made. You know, the laying out for the ball. I think it was Jacksonville, he made a big one. The Texans, he made a big catch as well. And those things just stood out, and we reminded him. But when the opportunity to trade for a player we were interested in as well, we made the trade. And then when they tried to make a move to get him on practice squad, we plucked him. And that's why he's back here.
Do you know him and Steve Smith went to the same college?
Yes.
Ron, to get, not to keep harping on it, but you guys were on the opposite side of like the Bears game with the defensive scores. And,
yes.
You kind of just waiting for this, you know, you figured it was coming?
It was inevitable. I mean, it was a matter of time. As hard as they practiced working on the takeaways and scooping and scoring and trying to return interceptions for touchdowns, it was good to see us get one. It really was. And again, it's about guys hustling to the ball and trying to make plays, and that's what happened. They created an opportunity, and they took advantage.
How were the conditions out there?
It was fine. It was fine. It really was. I thought it was perfect football weather.
How do you feel about the defense overall?
Well, and as stated earlier, you know, it was a rough day on the secondary. You know, they missed some opportunities. We gave up some plays. We had some plays that we should have made and we didn't. And, again, as I said to some of the Hoyas coaches, take a look at what we need to do first and foremost, and then we'll get it straightened out with the players.
How did you think Cam threw the ball?
I thought he had his moments. You know, obviously the thumb might still be bothering him a little bit, but I thought he made some good reads. I thought Funchess made some big plays. He had a couple opportunities that he was really close on. And again, I just, you know, as we continue to work through this, I think we can, you know, we can continue to improve. I think we have a lot of room for improvement.
Is that thumb still just soreness, or is there any damage that you know of?
There's no damage. It's probably just the soreness.
He activated Khalil but didn't play him, obviously.
Right.
What was
right. Well, the thing on that was, you know, Tyler had the foot. And we wanted to be really extra cautious on that, you know, and we were, you know, and we were just wanted to, you know, be safe just in case.
It was sort of emergency.
Yes, absolute emergency.
What happened with Thomas today?
Just got sore. I mean, playing as hard as he is, you know, he had that big run down on one of the plays and really just got, you know, made a big tackle and got up sore. And so we had to kind of shuffle him in and out.
Ron, you had kept the focus on this game all week. Now that it's behind you and you got the win, just can you look ahead to that Saints matchup?
Yeah, we have to now. I mean, you know, we'll enjoy this on the way home. And first thing tomorrow after we get done, you know, going through the tape with the players, it will be all about the Saints.